Hello there. Just a quick announcement from your commander. There's some content in this episode that some individuals may find difficult to listen to. If you're worried, I encourage you to check the content warnings in the episode description. Don't worry if you're not up to it. But to those who are, well, I hope you enjoy what you hear. I know I sure will.
Faraday. Commander Faraday. Oh, for God's sake. Progress report filled in by Elector McAlpine at 1800 hours on the 18th of November regarding the disappearance of the spacecrafts Boreas and Zephyrus. I have some, what's a good word? I have some propositions regarding the outcome of the ships. Considering the launch of all four crafts is done incrementally from Earth, with a 5-year gap between the launch of Boreas and Zephyrus respectively, and a further 10 years between Zephyrus and Monotos, natural advances in technology during those gaps have made it quite difficult for me to predict the trajectory for either ship. While Notos and Eurus only had a year's difference between them, there is no accurate way for me to measure how fast the other two could have been traveling, or where they could have been when they... halted. If I were to find out a potential range of coordinates for their locations, I would need to know roughly when and where Notos started to show signs of deterioration, and use that as the basis for tracking the other two ships based on their last known whereabouts. It would give me some insight into how long Notos has, and how long Eurus might have. Commander, I know it's not my place to give advice, but, well, if we are diverting course to examine the wreckage, it might be a good time to prepare the ships. Eurus is set to be back to capacity in less than a fortnight, and we have good engineers. Not that you don't, obviously, but, well, I mean, we have more engineers after everything. Building trust might not be a bad idea. Feel free to ignore this. And... Commander, it's not my place to ask either, but I've heard, I've guessed, no, I've been told that you might be... No, never mind.
Just leave me, pieces of shit. God, I'm going to... What am I going to do?
Oh, Pyro?
Oh, I'm going to kill Alexo. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to fucking kill Sawyer too. Oh, fuck.
Cairo!
What? Oh, you.
Well, you look pleased to see me.
I'm not. Wait. No, I am.
Well,
Come here. Ow.
Oh, God. What did you do? Did you try another door?
Does it matter?
Yes. Really? Do you have such little regard for your own health? Where are we going?
Somewhere without someone watching.
Good luck. That's not happening unless you want to jump into a supply closet.
Good idea.
Wait. What? What are they supposed to think we're doing in there?
I don't know. Making out or something.
What?
Where's the closest one, Doc? Where's the closest one?
Next corridor. Cairo? Cairo! This has something to do with that note, doesn't it?
Does it now?
I knew I shouldn't have given it to you. I panicked, so of course you'd panic. It's just, well, I was running some allergen tests on Clancy, and the only thing that came up was the water. And, well... then you showed up right after, and honestly, I was starting to hope that I'd imagine giving you that note entirely, but...
Well, you didn't, and you were right. Ziggy's been acting... weird.
Ziggy?
My friend? Look, whatever. The point is, they are drugging the water. They just won't admit it.
Well, obviously. You'd be stupid to try and get them to. You didn't. Are you stupid? You can't just go running off whenever you like throwing accusations in people's faces when you have no evidence. Going around making enemies without a backbone to hold you up, that's like, well, like, it's dumb.
Thank you, genius.
Why'd you do it, then?
I was upset.
Oh, no. Well, in that case, it's completely reasonable. I knew I shouldn't have said anything. I should have talked to your friend, or...
Alexo? She doesn't think Faraday's doing anything wrong.
What? She said that. In those exact words.
Well, no, but the point still stands. According to her, keeping the peace is better than letting people stop people from being mind-controlled.
She has a point.
Oh, not you too.
No, of course I don't think we should stand around and do nothing, Cairo. But has it ever crossed your mind that the best course of action might be to strategize?
How exactly?
Well, telling them to stop isn't going to get them to stop. But if you'd come to me, we could have worked something out. Clancy collapsed from whatever they were putting in the water. If we showed them that what they were doing had real, life-threatening consequences, they might not be so remiss to listen. And if not, well, then we could escalate things. Carefully.
Fuck. I hate it when people are better at this than me.
Don't. It makes sense that you got upset. I'm sorry about your friend.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do now. I kind of fucked up.
Clancy's awake. I was on my way to find one of you lot to tell you. The only person I could find was the, one with the freckles, who didn't seem to care very much.
Huh. That's Ziggy.
Ah, that makes sense. It might be worth having a chat with her to see if we can work out any, clues.
That's a shout. Wish Alexa was here. She's got a clues.
She'll come around. It might be nice to have someone on Faraday's good side around here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. You know, this is the second time I've been hiding in a tiny room with someone else.
Oh. Who?
Sawyer. Come on.
Oh. So... are you... ah. Right.
Lecto,
Come on, pick up!
Sawyer?
Oh, thank God. Listen, where are you right now?
In my room. What is it? Because I'm a bit busy.
No, you're not hanging up on me now. And whatever you're doing, it can wait. We need to talk about Cairo.
Cairo's fine, Sawyer. He's just got a bit worked up.
And about you.
Oh.
Yeah, because both of you have been kind of stupid, and since Ziggy's out of the picture, somehow it's my responsibility to put you back on track, and that is a very bad idea. So, you'd better let me put you back on track so that I can be off track where I belong.
Sawyer.
So, I'm going to be outside your room in 10 minutes, and you'd better let me in, okay?
Okay.
How come even here you end up with a much nicer room than the rest of us? I mean, you've seen mine. I don't even know how—
Sawyer.
What?
I'm quite busy. If you could just let me know what it is you need to talk to me about.
Right. Well, we should probably go somewhere more private.
Then my room?
Well, it's just—
Whatever you want to say, you could say it here, Sawyer.
Okay, okay. Curry went to confront Faraday. All right?
He— What?
Look, I was an idiot, and I didn't tell him that whatever's in the water has been affecting Ziggy, and, well, he was already really upset about you, so when he found out, he sort of stormed off, and I tried to stop him, Alecto. I really tried, but—
That wasn't a very smart move.
But, Alecto, neither was what you did. You know him. What's the worst that could happen if you just heard him out?
He needs to know he can't just go and run his mouth about everyone who's in charge. Nobody's perfect, but we need to live with what we've got. We've got bigger problems right now.
Bigger problems than mind control? Don't you care about Ziggy?
I can't discuss those with you right now.
Really? You can't just shut me out when we're talking about this, Alecto. Not like you did with Cairo, because you saw how that turned out.
Sawyer, I'm really fucking stressed right now, okay?
Oh.
And this isn't helping. You telling me I don't care and I'm a bad friend isn't helping. I'm busy, there's enough on my plate without Cairo not thinking before running off and causing more problems for everyone. Which now I need to fix as well.
Listen.
So if you want me to be a good friend, then no. I don't have time for that right now. But I will help, I guess. Because we need to act now before Cairo does something even more stupid.
He's just upset, Alecto.
Like you were when you stormed off?
That's not fair.
Come on. Get this over with.
Hold on.
Hey.
Hallie?
Sorry, am I intruding?
Sawyer.
No, it's fine.
It's just, well, you missed dinner and I saw Ziggy by himself, so I got a little worried. Is everything alright?
Yeah, it's just, you know my friend Cairo, right?
Communication?
That's the one. We've just had a bit of a— Oh, fuck it. Is it okay if you come meet me? I could honestly do with a friend right now.
Sawyer.
Of course. Oh, you should know that friend of yours, the girl, she's awake. Overheard a doctor telling Ziggy.
Clancy? Shit. Okay. Meet me outside the medical ward then.
Sawyer, is everything really okay?
I'm not sure, honestly.
You're sure you're feeling all right?
Right as rain. A little bit tired, and with a tiny headache. But other than that, I'm fine.
That's good. I'm sorry about the IV, it's just—
No, it's okay. I get it. You know, cross-contamination.
Right.
And you're Alecto's friend, right?
Yeah, don't you— No, you probably don't really remember the conversation we had, do you?
Partially. Well, honestly, mostly. But it's like I dreamt it. Like I was here, obviously, but I wasn't really in charge. I was just sort of observing, I suppose. Do allergies do that?
They can.
It's odd. Probably flushed out of my system. I feel fine now.
Great. Look, Clancy, is there anything you think it could be that caused it? We just want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
That's just what's odd. I've done the tests. We all have, but I'm only really allergic to a particular venom in bee stings, and that's it.
Bee stings? Doc?
Which doesn't make sense, since the only place you find bees here are in the atriums. Right?
Huh. Right. Thanks, Clancy. Just rest here for a moment. I'm going to talk to Kyra really quickly, and then we'll do some tests again to make sure there's nothing that we missed.
Sure.
Bees. Faraday used to work with bees.
He did? Interesting day job.
Kyra.
So what? He used the knowledge to put bee juice in the water?
You mean honey? Sorry.
I guess it doesn't really matter what it is. How is this supposed to help us?
If it comes to an expose linking Faraday to the use of bee pheromones or bee juice or whatever, it won't be too difficult.
Yeah, but people aren't going to listen when they're hooked on those bee pheromones?
You have a point. I'm not even on duty.
Who is it?
It's... Oh, shoot.
What?
I think that's Alecto and your...
Oh, fuck.
They must know about Clancy. Any chance she'll go away?
None. She's relentless. If I hide in the back, will you promise not to tell them I'm here?
What?
I don't really want to be talking to Alecto right now, okay?
Fine, fine. God, I talked to one person and suddenly... drama. Ah, Alecto. And you must be...
Sawyer Rosario. We've met.
I heard Clancy's awake.
Ah, she's just back here. Completely fine, you'll be glad to know.
And completely normal, too?
As far as I can tell.
Alecto!
Hey, I'm so glad you're alright.
It's so nice to see you. Where'd Kyra get to?
Kyra? He's here?
Oh, Drat.
Amos?
Commander Faraday, actually. I know it must be a little bit of an adjustment to have to refer to someone as above your stock, but I'd really rather you use the proper term.
The fan. Could you shut it off? Commander.
Commander who?
Don't be pedantic.
For someone who's asking me for something, you're awfully keen on talkback. Commander who?
Faraday.
Come on now. It's not hard. Put both together and...
Commander Faraday.
And that wasn't so hard now, was it? There we go.
What do you want?
I heard you were willing to talk.
And what would I say to you? What do I have to tell you that you don't know already?
Oh, nothing. I don't need anything from you, really. I'm just bored. And you must be bored too, mustn't you? Now, how long has it been since you've been down here? I've not been keeping track. A month? Maybe a bit longer?
You're bored.
I am. And, gosh, it'd be nice to have some conversation. And I figured, you know, since you've been locked down here for so long with nobody to talk to, there must be some nice conversation cooked up in that brain of yours.
I do have something to say, actually.
Is it to tell me to go fuck myself? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you are boring.
Are you done?
Well, I suppose I'll have to kick things off myself. Why did you say you were willing to talk now? What changed?
I suppose you were right. I got bored.
Of course. I have Alecto working with me now, you know?
I figured.
Not surprised?
She's always going to follow somebody. It's in her nature.
She didn't follow you.
No. No, she found someone else.
You don't think you're underestimating her?
Oh, no, I'm sure I am. I did. But I don't think you understand her either.
No?
No. Commander.
Commander who?
Careful.
What don't I understand about Alecto?
Cairo.
He just went to, the loo.
Why is he here? Didn't he run off to,
cause problems?
What has gotten into you?
What do you mean, cause problems?
Nothing.
Cairo?
Fine.
What are you doing here?
Same as you. I'm saying hi to Clancy. I'm allowed to do that, right?
So you came here immediately after storming off?
How'd you know I stormed off?
Sorry, Nate.
I'll kill you.
Enough. Cairo, did you come straight here?
What do you think I did?
I think you were stupid and confronted Faraday.
Well, you'd be wrong.
I'm not.
How'd you know?
Your hand.
Ah, fuck.
You know, I'm just gonna go and grab that salve for you.
I told you to leave it.
And let Ziggy just be wiped away like that?
You could have let me deal with it.
You didn't give me the time of day.
Okay. Enough. Could have. Can we maybe move on to what we can do?
I have a question.
Yeah?
What on notice are you on about?
Hello?
Hallie!
Sawyer, what's going on? I didn't expect to walk in on what is this? An intervention?
Who's this?
This is Hallie. She's the host of that radio show I was talking about. And my friend. Hallie, this is Cairo, Alecto, and that over there is Clancy.
Pleasure to meet you all. Sawyer, what is this?
Yeah, sure. Why the fuck did you invite her? Is she...
She's not. I'm sure of it.
I'm still confused.
So am I.
Cairo? Sawyer?
Right. Cairo and I think that the water's being drugged.
I don't think. I know.
Oh.
That's it? No bigger response?
If I'm honest, I'm not really surprised. People have all been rather, odd recently. I thought I might have been going crazy until the Uroslot arrived. It's one of the reasons why I've gravitated towards Sawyer. So, if it's something in the water, that's honestly a bit of a relief. It means I'm not insane.
I'm going to be honest. I'm still a lot out of it.
That's... Yeah, that's fair. You didn't think to say anything, Hallie?
What was I going to say?
But you agree that people haven't been acting normal.
Not since you all started arriving on board. I think I noticed it mostly from the people in West Wing first. But it's trickled down. I'd wager through most of the ship now.
You think that whatever's in the water gave me that reaction?
That's what the doc says. You're only allergic to bees, right?
Faraday used to...
I know.
If that's the case, how come you haven't been affected, Hallie? Or Cairo and Sawyer? Or me?
Jury's still out on that one.
I'm not sure. Maybe some people are immune.
Awful coincidence that it's just us, isn't it?
I don't think it is. Ziggy mentioned someone, an engineer. Sputnik or something?
Well, if you're all so certain that this is a problem, I'll talk to the commander about it.
He's not going to do anything, Alecto.
You don't know that.
Have you ever been screwed over by someone in charge?
I don't understand how they do it. I've been to the reservoir. It's a lock and key system. Tampering with the water feels like it'd be noticed by at least someone.
The reservoir?
Yeah. It's downship. I did a piece on the forgotten jobs of notice. Quite proud of it, actually.
Is this relevant?
Cairo, it's worth a shot getting elected to talk to him. She might be able to plead a case.
Fine.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
Look, just... I'm not expecting much. I'm just... Ziggy's my best friend, Alecto. I don't want to see them like that ever again.
I know.
I'm sorry for snapping at you. I just... Can I have a hug?
Oh, sure.
Thank God. I hate seeing people fight.
Same.
Shit! Forgot you were still here.
I'm gonna go find the doc for that salve or whatever. I'm sorry, Alecto.
It's alright.
Oh. Hey.
I stole Alecto's keycard.
What?
Halle mentioned the reservoir, and I thought, well, if I switch off the drinking water supply, maybe it'll mean some people will stop being affected. Or maybe someone will notice something's being tampered with. So, I stole Alecto's keycard. Because I bet she has access to everything.
You're stupid. Oh my God, you're actually stupid.
I'm not stupid, I'm making the most out of a really difficult situation.
You're going to get in so much trouble for that. You'll be found out immediately.
What else am I supposed to do? Alecto talking to Faraday is going to do jack all. You know that, don't you?
Cairo, I don't think you understand Faraday.
Because you do?
More than you. Listen, it's not worth it.
It is worth it. And you can't stop me. Just pretend you never heard anything.
I'm not going to lie to your friends.
You are. Because it's for the shit.
You think this is heroic. But really, you're just an idiot.
Doc.
I didn't see you.
Thank you.
You'd better be right about this. Otherwise...
I will be.
Well, that was fast.
I told you she's useful. Either way, he only managed to turn off the water for a minute before being caught. He's being held in custody now.
And you say he used Alecto's keycard?
Apparently.
That's a... bore? I thought he'd have found a far more interesting way to get in. Shame about Alecto. I expected a bit better from her.
I can't believe you managed to get Langley to talk about her.
I'm surprised myself. Something about that strikes me as odd.
I feel the same. Well, you have a good case regardless. You want a General Assembly to be called when?
Tomorrow morning. Bright and early.
You don't want him to mull over what he did?
No. I think what I have planned will be good enough.
Amos?
Who's in charge here? Alara? Oh, that's right. Me. So I don't need to hear more of your moaning about putting on a good face and being reasonable. I know what I'm doing. And that is that.
I'll send out the notice.
What will I do without you?
The exact same, considering you don't listen to me.
Get a good night's sleep, Alara. Tomorrow's a big day.
You're not coming.
Why would I? He lied to me.
He lied to me too, but I mean...
Don't you think it was idiotic?
He's still our friend. And I'm... kind of worried about him. I mean, a General Assembly, that's kind of a big deal.
Commander Faraday will be reasonable.
He shot people into space. He suggested shooting Langley into space.
Langley was going to kill half a ship. What Cairo did was stupid, but nothing near that level. He'll be fine. Honestly, he probably needs to learn his lesson. Now it'll be even harder for me to talk to Faraday.
I think you should come, Alecto.
It'll be fine, Sawyer.
Alecto? Oh, God.
Sawyer.
I hate seeing him in handcuffs. They're so uncomfortable. I didn't know that before. I mean, I didn't really think about it.
Try not to worry too much.
When I was arrested, he made a joke about how it was karma. But I don't like this.
Where's Electo?
She chose not to come.
She did. Aren't they close?
I don't know what's gone into her, but I don't like that either.
There's Faraday.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
Why is he smiling?
Sawyer.
I'm sure you're all wondering why I called you here. After all, the last time we had one of these, it was when we took back our ship from the hands of Korzeniowski and his lackeys. That was a day of triumph, of joy.
He killed people.
But today is not a day of triumph. I have some unfortunate news to report. We suffered an attack on our ship last night. And as your commander, as your protector, it is my duty to make sure that every act of defiance, no matter how big or small, is punished. This young man is called Cairo Flovent. Cairo, come and join me, please.
Do I have to?
Do you have to? Yes! Yes, you do! Alara, bring him forward. Oh.
Commander Faraday, I'm terribly sorry about... No. Commander Faraday, I...
Electo McAlpine.
What the... Hello? Who's there?
This is Electo, right? I have gotten the correct person.
Yes. Eva.
Oh, God, this is gonna get fucking tedious. Okay, it's E now. No, I'm not an AI. Yes, I'm a person. No, I wasn't a person before. Yes, I have all of my old memories, yada yada.
Excuse me? What?
Look, I don't have a lot of time, and I can't risk someone noticing that I'm here, so... Langley sent me.
Langley? Commander Langley?
Do you know any other Langley?
How could she have sent you? She's in jail. Who are you?
I'm a person. A digital copy of a person, I guess. The person your Aether AI was based off of. My personality was locked away until Faraday reset my program, and I have been laying low for the past few weeks until I got into contact with your old commander.
Whatever Langley has to say, I don't want to hear it.
Listen, this isn't about Langley. It's about Faraday. He's a psychopath.
He's a... what?
Faraday. He's been torturing me for months now, all for his own pleasure. Unlocking my memories and making me go through the horror of realizing that I'm no longer a human being over and over just for fun. The situation Langley is in is inhumane, and it's not for any ends, it's just because he enjoys it.
You are sure?
Why would I lie?
Shit. Cairo.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is Cairo. Cairo is a known delinquent back on his home ship. Known for recreational use of illegal substances, even selling of illegal substances. When he came to this ship, our ship, I gave him a second chance. But I was a bad judge of character. I believe people can change. I do, Notos. But it seems as though some people will refuse the second chances they were given, no matter how kind they are.
It had nothing to do with...
Quiet.
Last night, Cairo here was found having snuck into our reservoir in an attempt to switch off our water supply. All to fuel some foolish, childish conspiracy theory. He believed he was above us all, risking valuable resources for a ship that is not even his. And such a reckless, impudent act must be punished.
Do your worst.
There's a saying from back on Earth that I quite like, Cairo. Would you like to hear it? Okay, if you're sure. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. Cairo, did you use your left or right hand to switch off the water supply?
Amos.
I'm asking you a question, Cairo.
That's funny. Now come on, what do you actually want to do with me?
Oh, I'm not joking. I'm giving you a chance to let me know. Or I'll pick myself.
Listen.
Amos, this is going too far.
He can't be serious.
Sawyer?
You can't be fucking serious! You can't do that to him! He was just being stupid! No, nobody got hurt! You can't fucking do that!
Oh, but they could have! Do you know what could have happened to our ship if something had gone wrong? Hmm? Without water? Our ship's lifeblood!
I'm not letting you—
Take him away!
No! Cairo! Cairo! You can't let them do that! Cairo! No! Cairo!
Citizens of Eurus, take this as a warning. Notos is not a ship to be messed with. We have been through hell and back again, and the only reason we came out of it alive is because we were ruthless. Going soft is not an option anymore. Not while I'm in charge.
It was just water. Come on, man. Please, please.
You can call me Commander. Now come here.
In front of everyone, Amos.
Someone stop him. You must all think this is insane, right? Come on, anyone. Siggy, Siggy, come on. You must think this is too far. Siggy, Siggy, please.
Left, right. Let's go with the left arm, Cairo, then. Come on. Hold it out.
Fuck you.
If you want to look pathetic, I'm gonna— I'll get someone to hold it down for you.
Anyone, please!
Don't look away, and I'll know if you do.
Amos, please.
Careful, Ilara. I might fire you. Cairo. There's a good boy. Now. Deep breath.
Don't.
3, 2, 1, and...
Hello everybody, my name is Dan Sinclair, and I'm the voice of Amos Faraday. Just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of In Transit, episode 2.4, and was written and edited by Matt Wilson, and featured the voices of Christian Hayes as Electo McAlpine, Joseph Voorz as Alnatak Vaughn, Adam Sterling as Cairo Flovent, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Jemima Cummings as Clancy, Esri Mannion as Hallie Wagner, Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Ellie Pearson as Saleya Langley, and Kat Lazarus as Ilara Quinn. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or a review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to all of us to hear what you have to say. We'll be back with next week's episode on the 17th of February. Until then, travel well.